Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Is there a deadline or something that I've missed on if you're going to play in the Olympics or not, like the Olympic basketball team? This is the players that are out. Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Steph Curry, LaMarcus Aldridge, John Wall, Kawhi Leonard.
Most of the time, I'm going to criticize guys for not playing for their country, but considering everything that's going on down
there, I'm kind of with you.
I don't really have a problem with it. If a guy wants to say no, you know what? I might want to have kids down the road. A32 says, love you guys, but shooting is the easiest skill to develop, i.e. Kawhi and LeBron. Simmons will be fine, Gabe. Yes, there are guys who develop shots. If you look at the history of it, there's more that don't.
His two examples, LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, two of the probably hardest working guys you'll find in the NBA. I don't think anybody believes Ben Simmons is going to be an extremely hard worker in the NBA.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of what you just heard, plus a lot of TV talk, a little Astros talk, a little bit of everything, all available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Full show podcasts. And if you miss anything, it's all right there. Lamont said, I just knew the local Hispanic lady in Rosenberg who woke up from surgery with a British accent would be gem of the day. Yeah, I saw that story. Am I wrong that I don't really buy it? It just seems very suspicious to me.
I don't know. It is a little strange.
But, yeah, I was going to get to that at some point today. But, as usual, after there's a championship and it's a city that hasn't won anything, somebody puts together the most depressing and miserable sports cities. And everybody wants to know where Houston is on the list. Well, USA Today has done it. They have put America's sports cities ranked from least to most depressing. The least depressing? I bet you can guess the least depressing sports city.
Least depressing sports city has got to be Boston.
It is Boston, yeah. Boston, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Denver, Seattle, Chicago, San Antonio, Kansas City, all teams that have recently won. Green Bay, Baltimore's up there. Now you want the top 10 most miserable. These are the worst. I'll ask you, where do you think Houston ranks?
Somewhere in the 6 to 10 range.
That's a good guess. How about a number? Let's make John guess. Where do you think they rank, John?
Houston?
Yes. He just gave you the range.
Yeah. I'm going to go number 8.
Okay.
Sounds about right. I'll go. If I was going to say 8. I'll okay, well, 7.
Stay with 8. You both stay with 8 because that's correct.
Okay.
Number 10, Phoenix. So the Cardinals and Suns have had their moments.
The Cardinals have been pretty good lately.
But they still haven't won anything.
That's true.
Although the Diamondbacks won early 2000, no?
Yeah, you're going back a ways.
Yeah, no, but the Rockets would be Houston. So that's back to 95.
That is true. And they have four teams. I mean, they also have the Coyotes, who not very good. Number 9, a city that has come up in this discussion before, Toronto.
Bad recently. I mean, the Maple Leafs used to be really good.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs are a disaster of the first order.
Long ago.
They have not won. They have like the second most cups of anyone, but they haven't won one since the 60s.
Right.
And that's just an embarrassment to God and everybody. The Raptors have been good. They made the finals. The Blue Jays were good. But no titles in a long time. It says, you know the situation is dire when you're clinging to the hopes of your underperforming MLS franchise.
Yeah. They're like people forget that Yale and Princeton have a lot of college football titles. They were just all back in the leather helmet days.
Right, right. Because if you look at this thing, they have like a graphic of it, and they say playoff appearances, and they have championships. And if you look at championships, there's a whole bunch of them. They're all from the 50s and 40s, except for the Jays, who had their two. But their teams are not bad, except for the one that people want to be good, which is the Leafs. But you heard it here first. This is going to be a big week for the Leafs. They're going to turn things around.
No, they're not.
Really, you heard it here first. Okay. At number eight, Houston, and all they say about Houston is mediocrity. Just so much mediocrity.
It really is.
That's about all you can say, right? Number seven.
Where was Dallas on this list, by the way?
Dallas is pretty far down. I'll have to go back and look. Dallas-Fort Worth is 22nd.
Okay.
And how many teams which did is they right, list? Right in the middle, okay. Basically. I think they did 40.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're pretty much right in the middle. Okay, so where were we? We're at Houston at 8, Philadelphia at 7.
Okay. I'm sure today is not going to make them feel any better.
No, no. Well, the Phillies are awful. The Sixers are awful. The Eagles were a mess. The Flyers made the playoffs, but were out in the first round. Washington, D.C. at 6, which...
I'm telling you, I think of these top tier, the top 10 here, I think they're most likely to reverse the curse in the near future.
Yeah, I think either the Nationals or the Capitals. Yeah. And the Capitals could have easily won it this year. They just ran into a juggernaut against the Penguins, and I think whoever won that series was going to win the Cup.
Although Phoenix in the top 10, Arizona could do it too. But I think Phoenix... I'll still rank them behind DC. I think DC of the top 10, assuming I know who the rest of these teams are.
Yeah, because they've got two shots. They've got two legitimate shots. And as a long shot, what if Kevin Durant were to go home?
Then they're legit.
And as
a long, long, long shot.
The Reds, get out of here. Kirk Cousins is going to revert to being Kirk Cousins. They're going to suck.
When was the last championship in Washington?
Would have had to been the Redskins.
It would have been the Redskins, yeah, and when they beat the Bills.
Yeah.
What? So I would rank Houston above Washington, no?
Well, Houston is ranked above Washington.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
These are going down to the most miserable.
Yeah, you're right.
So, hey, at least Houston's top 10 in something. There's that. Top 10 most miserable. But as usual, we're not even close to being the most miserable. That's the thing. Okay, Minneapolis.
Well, also to take into account that Houston lost a football franchise. Yeah. Like, that's a... You talk about misery. That's a big slap in the face.
But they got another one back.
And I'd like to know where they put Nashville on that list, because they're less miserable than we are.
Whereas they haven't won anything either.
No, but yeah.
I think the Preds could make that happen. Minneapolis, St. Paul at 5.
And just you like the
Vikings. The Vikings as a dark horse candidate to come out of the NFC this year.
I like
the
Timberwolves as a in the next 3 to 4 years to be a real contender.
The Twins are a long way away. The Minnesota Wild will be interesting because they just hired a really good coach who is great at putting up regular season records and sucks in the playoffs. So there's a chance they could win the President's Trophy. Does that count?
Sure.
Well, then Washington already has one, so there. Cincinnati at 4. Which, Bengals and Reds.
The Bengals are pretty good, man. It's just how long...
They can't win a playoff game.
Yeah, how long is it going to last before they revert back to what they were?
At 3, Atlanta.
Says that's a bad one.
It says it's the pointlessness of being an Atlanta sports fan that will eventually break you.
I mean, Atlanta, the Hawks, they always show like they're going to be better, but in the regular season, they're not that good. People try to call them Spurs East. That's an insult.
No.
And that was the Braves for a very long time. Very, very, very good in the regular season.
Close.
Oh.
And got to the World Series a couple times and lost.
Well, you think about how many years that team was the best team in the National League, and all that time they won one World Series, and it had to come against Cleveland, which couldn't win either. San Diego, number 2 on the list. And it says at least they have the Chargers for another year before they leave town. 0 championships for San Diego.
Does that mean number 1?
Yes, it does.
The lowly Bills?
And the Sabres.
And the Sabres? Yeah.
Buffalo at number 1. It just says, do we really need to explain this one?
No.
You probably don't. So, you asked about Nashville, 18th on the list.
Okay. God, the Bills haven't been to the playoffs in this century, in this millennium.
And the Sabres had that one great stretch where they lost to the Stars in that terrific game back when they had Dominik Hasek. And now they're one of the worst teams in the league. They're rebuilding constantly. Now, I like what Terry Pegula's doing there. I think one of those teams is going to get good. But, oh well.
Do you count? You don't count the Music City Miracle in this entry? Is it? It would happen in January 8th of 2000.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The 99 season was the last time they made it. So.
So basically, this is based on history, the whole history of things. So I would be. Why is Nashville lower than Houston on this?
I don't know.
They haven't won anything.
Maybe they've been close more often.
They made one Super Bowl. That's it. Came up a yard short of tying it.
And even that was in 2000.
Yeah, here's some other ones that I'm a little surprised are less miserable than Houston. Memphis.
That's a tough one. Because Memphis only has really, I mean, they've got the Grizzlies and...
That's it. Well, hell, the Rockets have been better than the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And that's not even including the Astros and the Texans. Salt Lake City at 14.
Yeah, they've got no reason to clap.
Sacramento at 13.
Yeah, it's these
Jacksonville at 12.
The cities with just one franchise, they shouldn't even be included in this list.
And well, if they're going to be included, then they should be, because Buffalo only has two. Oh well, Detroit's at 11 on that list, by the way. So that's a city with a lot of titles.
Which one?
Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Go mostly from the Red Wings.
That seems too high, Detroit. Like, they should be closer to the middle.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I agree, because they not just the Red Wings, but the Tigers won World Series. The Pistons have won titles.
But that's you're going back to, like, the early 90s.
Still, comparatively speaking...
That predates Rockets titles.
Still better than Salt Lake, Memphis, Sacramento, no. Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, they did win one.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. Right? They beat the Lakers.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. That was the team with no stars. Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, Tayshaun, those guys.
Yeah,
Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups. That was a good squad.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
They should be less miserable. I agree.
Yeah, I think that's
but
too high.
But you also have to consider their Detroit. And the Lions, that'll lower your average fast.
There is that. And, I mean, that's obviously the... Yeah, that's the big one. But... Still, I mean, I think that's kind of curious where Chicago is, because
Chicago shouldn't be that.
No, they should be, because Cubs fan was whining the other day that
Blackhawks have been very successful.
Yeah, they're 35th out of 40. Yeah, basically the bottom ones are all cities that have won titles recently. We mentioned Boston, San Francisco, which that includes Golden State, Pittsburgh, Denver, Seattle, Chicago, San Antonio, Kansas City, Green Bay, Baltimore, Portland. Shouldn't Portland be a little bit more miserable than that?
I would think.
I don't think they belong in that group with those guys.
Yeah.
Like, Miami's 29. Miami is still not that far removed from a couple Heat titles. Interesting. Los Angeles, 27th on the list.
Doesn't the isn't the MLS team in Portland pretty good? I don't know if they've won titles, but
it's kind of,
that doesn't count.
I don't think so. Well, it says, I think Denver should be one because of weed. I mean, no, they should be 40 because of weed. Least most miserable city. Cause if you lose, so what? You're chilled. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you guys want to get in. 713-780-3776. Anyway, let's give something away. Schlitterbahn Galveston now has the world's tallest water coaster, Massive. With four uphill blasts and a never-before triple-down ending into a landing pool, Massive promises to be a crazy, wild, and wet ride. Now's your chance to ride it for yourself with A.J. Hoffman. Win an invitation to join ESPN 97.5 to Schlitterbahn Galveston with a season pass for yourself. And we'll throw in a free daily ticket for you to bring a guest. For details about Schlitterbahn and Massive, log on to schlitterbahn.com/GalvestonCaller22. I have no idea why I decided to do caller 22. It just felt like the right thing.
It's a big number. Make that intern work.
Well, they've been quiet back there today, so it's the only giveaway we have. I figure let's make them work. Yeah. You know what'll happen. They'll just like, ignore the first few calls and then pick one up and say, you're 22. Congratulations. Did you see your buddy CM Punk is finally scheduled to make his UFC debut?
UFC 203. And I cannot wait to see the Vegas number on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm instantly going to go the other way. And then I'm going to pray that dummies bet money on CM Punk to win.
What do you know about Mickey Gall?
Mickey Gall's the guy who beat up our boy Mike the Truth Jackson.
So he's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good wrestler. He's got some good striking. He's a guy who's been doing MMA for a long time and takes it pretty seriously. So I would expect, and from all accounts, CM Punk is not getting any better, is everything that I've been told.
Well, you just wonder about a guy that's taken this long. So, and then another kind of strange story involving a good friend of yours, and a guy who's been on the show many times, Jeremy Botter, who apparently got a legal letter about a report he had about the UFC being sold.
Yeah, and he didn't say it was sold. He said an offer was accepted, which means that in principle, you know, they've come to an agreement. It's a long way from having an offer accepted, but I don't know. If he said that he gave it to his lawyer buddies and seems like everything's okay, but that's a very strange thing. The UFC is acting so weird lately with their media.
Yeah. No, this is – it's extremely strange. And I don't know – you would know better than I have if they've made a change in management structure, especially with their communications people, if somebody else is involved, because this is not what they've been. They've always been very cooperative and very understanding about stuff, and this has changed a lot. And I don't know if it's because of the sale or anything else, or sometimes it's just as simple as hiring someone to run your PR who is a total control freak dickweed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You would know better than I if they made a change there, but something has happened here in the last few months. There's no question.
Well, the UFC, I think, as usual, are trying some bully tactics. And if they were serious, and their letter had, you know, there was no claim of libel. There was no claim that Jeremy had interfered with something. I mean, they basically just telling, hey, stop.
Yeah.
Basically just say, shut up.
And that it adversely affected them is what it said.
Adversely affected Zuffa senior management and employees. Well, the guys don't like hearing that their company's going to be sold. But you also haven't come out and said it's absolutely not going to be sold.
Hmm. It's funny. Okay, and I don't want to get on this topic. I'm going to pose this question to you. Why is it we wind up talking more about the UFC trying to lock down its media than we do Donald Trump kicking people out of covering his campaign?
I have no idea.
It's amazing to me. And it's just nobody talks about it. And it's exactly the thing I keep telling people is going to happen. I'm surprised to see it with the UFC. It really hasn't. They really haven't done that in the past. And
it's all these people who try this tough guy image. I mean, Trump and Dana White, it's a lot of the same. I mean, they're guys who project this hard-ass image until they're challenged. And then they're like, you know, they're babies about it. And you're going to fight ISIS, but the Washington Post hurts your feelings. Get out of here. You're running a business full of tough guys, but you can't take a little criticism. It's
I'll just say it one last time. It's critical that we have independent people covering not just sports, but the campaigns and everything else. And if you want to get rid of those, that's fine, but you're also killing democracy. John, you can help with this, because I didn't even know that this was a thing. This Roman Reigns being suspended.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they even had a wellness policy. What the hell is this about?
I think that's their steroid testing.
Yeah, that's their steroids and drug program. He got caught, I guess. I don't know exactly what he got caught with. Probably PEDs.
Yeah, steroids.
Yeah. But, he got suspended 30 days. First violation.
When did they start testing for steroids in the WWE?
It's been a while. Years ago.
Really? Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay. Yeah. They started to get some real grief over it.
Yeah, because all these wrestlers started dying, and then they had to start testing for steroids and other banned substances. But yeah, he might be the biggest name to ever get suspended. Him and Randy Orton got suspended, but he's I think the nephew of The Rock.
Okay, because I got to tell you, wrestling without steroids, isn't that a little bit like Christians without Christ?
Yeah. It's like football without steroids.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
I don't know. That just caught me by surprise. I knew John would know something about it.
It's like the NBA without weed. It's just... Mm-hmm.
Or strippers.
Seems strange.
Josh Gordon without weed.
Yeah.
James Harden without strippers.
That's true.
Oh, well. I was just curious. Thank you for clarifying that for me, John.
No problem.
I'm trying to learn as much as I can about wrestling. Okay, should I be weirded out from Twitter where I just got another follower, and it's just a phone number with an egg? Is that strange?
That's a little odd.
No, it's a 936 number, which scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because, mixed results from 936, but I have 936 following me. That's very strange. I've not seen that before. Well, welcome, 936.
Yeah, GR says the Benoit murder-suicide changed a lot of things, because that dude was a roid head big time.
Yeah. No, I was curious. I didn't even know they had that. I mean, good for him, I guess. But that's why I have you guys, to explain to me why things like that happen.
God, I think it's been 2 years since I've watched wrestling. I think it'd be 2 years in August.
I mean, go back to when you and Teresa started dating.
No, I think I watched a good 1 year after we started dating. Okay. Maybe half a year. Yeah, this is when I stopped, is when Roman Reigns was getting popular.
You stopped when you guys started having regular sex, is when it stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you went from self-pleasure
to David Philpott still watches wrestling, and he's dating too, so... Maybe that'll stop in a couple of months.
Yeah,
give him some time.
Yeah, wait till they get really serious. You met her. She's way too nice for him. You met his girlfriend?
Yeah. He's a nice guy. What do you mean?
He's a nice guy, but he outkicked his coverage.
Little breaking news in the NBA, another trade. Yeah. Sacramento Kings have acquired the number 22 pick from the Charlotte Hornets for Marco Bellinelli.
Marco.
2 years, $12.6 million left on his deal. So that guy's played for, this is going to be his seventh team in 9 seasons.
Wow.
Golden State, Toronto, New Orleans, Chicago, San Antonio, Sacramento, and now Charlotte. He gets around.
Hey, at least somebody wants you enough to keep bringing you in.
That's true.
There is that.
I mean, he's a decent player. He's 10 points a game.
Yeah.
A real nice guy to have off the bench.
713-780-ESPN. Matt says, I hear you talking about Trump versus reporter, but let me ask, when Dan Rather lied on W, would W be wrong to pull his credentials? That is such a long topic that I don't want to get into again.
That's a long story.
It is a long story. And you know what? Just wait for the audiobook to come out, and it will explain all that. But I'm not going to – because every time we get into this, it's a –
You're writing an audiobook about that?
I am writing an audiobook, yes. As soon as I'm done with this other thing, which is...
About W?
No, not about W. About the media.
Oh, okay.
So, and why all these things like this are very dangerous, including what the UFC is doing. But it's a topic we've mentioned on the show, and I'm sure you can find it on Podcast Arena.
Did you hear why he was mad at Ariel Helwani? How do you pronounce his last
name? Helwani.
Yeah.
Because Ariel Helwani reported the Brock Lesnar news before the UFC could put it out. They wanted to put it out themselves.
Yeah, they wanted to put it at the end of a promo reel.
Yeah, and he beat them to it. He scooped them, basically, and they didn't like it. Like I said, petty.
I feel like if you're Dana, you want to become this big, so people do want to start breaking these newses.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, people are actually reporting on your sport like it's a real sport. Take that. It's good. It shows that the sport's grown.
Same guy who once, when I was sports editor, came in my office and begged us to cover him.
Yeah. Well, now he's got it, and now he doesn't want it. He wants to control it all.
Well, but it's changed a lot since then, too. That was, God, 2004. And it might have been sooner than that. We were the first paper to ever cover MMA. But anyway, now, and Jong is going to help me with this project, and it's going to be really good, and it's going to answer every question you ever have, but it's just there's no way I can answer that question without 10 minutes of showtime, and it's just not worth it. So, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let me, about the aerial incident, which is part of that almost like the UFC has gotten so big. Is that almost a victim of the success of the UFC? Like, wow, man, it's harder to control the narrative than it used to be because
it's not even about controlling the narrative. It's there's so much more to that thing than was represented. Sure. You know, I know he threw a big pity party for himself and all that, shit, but there was a lot more to it. A lot more people were involved in that thing, and it almost blew up a huge relationship that I wouldn't even get into publicly. Okay. That's why we just came out with a statement. I don't know. It was dirty. He knows it was dirty. And he threw a big pity party for himself, crying on camera and shit. It's just ridiculous. So it is what it is. None of that shit's going to change. You know, Ariel Helwani knows. I've done a lot of shit for Ariel Helwani. A lot of shit for Ariel Helwani. And it's just, you know, whatever, man.
All right. I'd kind of like to know what the other bleep is.
Yeah.
But, again, it's just, I don't want to get, because I'll wind up on a soapbox. We'll do the whole damn segment on it, and it won't even be enough. So, I'm just, did you see that LeBron James' 11-year-old already has scholarship offers from Kentucky and Duke? Because, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that guy's going to play a year in Europe and then head straight to the league.
At 11 years old?
At 11.
Yeah, probably so. And the other thing that I wanted to get to, because another one that a couple days behind on, but apparently, you know, obviously Las Vegas got the NHL team, which I'll be interested to see what they name it. Apparently Black Knights is a possibility because the owner's a big Army guy. And Las Vegas Aces, which I like, because I think you could have some really cool jerseys with that.
Like the owner is was in the Army.
Yeah, yeah, he went to
Black
West Point.
Knights would be pretty badass.
It would, and you could have some great uniforms with that. So those are the two names being thrown out. But at the same time, the tourism committee there has recommended that they build the stadium for the Raiders. So it's a small step, but it's another step towards getting an NFL team there. And I still think it would be terrific, and I think I think it's a nice fit. The Raiders would be perfect for that. Plus, if you're an Oakland fan, that's not a hard trip to fly down and see the Raiders if you know you're still a fan. And I think that bears watching, because really getting that first step was putting a team in there that wasn't necessarily the NFL. Yeah. So now you got a league there, and that stigma's pretty much gone. That we can't have a pro sports team here. I think it'd be harder for the NBA simply because the whole Tim Donaghy thing, I think there's still some reasons there why they shouldn't go to Vegas. But, you know, I think eventually it'll be fine.
I also think that it's probably smart to go slow into Vegas. I don't all of a sudden think that Vegas is the kind of market that could support every major sports franchise.
Well, no, to me, it's very Nashville-like. You can support two teams probably pretty well.
Hockey's that's a good start for them.
Yeah.
And if it works, maybe they can look at other things. But remember, Vegas isn't the biggest city. I mean, there's not a ton of people there. And there's a lot of people who are in and out of that place all the time, you know. So season tickets may not be the easiest thing in the world to get your hands on. Or may not be the easiest things to sell, although I'm sure there's going to be a lot of these casinos buying up season tickets.
Right, and giving them to their high rollers. Yeah. And from what I understand, they already have 14,000 committed season tickets.
That's pretty good.
For a team that's not going to play until 2017. And in a place that's going to seat probably 18 for hockey. So they'll have no problem if they just wanted to go full season ticket on, at least for the first couple of years. But I think you're right. I mean, the thing nobody talks about, and if the Raiders move there, let's say I run MGM. Well, I'm buying a suite. I'm buying a block of tickets, and I'm taking care of my whales when they're in town. And saying, hey, here, you want tickets to go see the Raiders play the Texans? Done. And those corporate dollars, man, they're so important. And there's not many places that have more corporate dollars than Las Vegas right now. Steven wants to know, what do you think about Rampage Jackson returning tomorrow?
I don't care.
Yeah. It's official. Ben Simmons goes number one to the Sixers.
All right.
So there you go.
You can hear that on satellite radio.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Crickets. It's a long story.
It's a long story.
So, well, you know, we can keep people up to date on what happens in the draft. I don't think there's any shock there that Ben Simmons went number one.
No.
I think we all expected that. I think we all expect number two to be Ingram. And then it'll get interesting. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, the Lakers, what do you think of the guys the Lakers have here and taking Kobe out of the mix? And let's just assume they don't go out and get a big name this year. What do you think of the guys they've drafted the last 2 years? Because they've had high picks. How do you think these guys are going to develop? And I'm assuming Ingram is the guy, so we're just starting with that.
I like Ingram. I think he's probably a guy you can build a franchise around. I don't think it'd be a good franchise. You know, I think it's a guy that you can build a middle of the road franchise around. I think they've drafted well. I mean, I think Jordan Clarkson's a nice player. I think Julius Randle, if he's ever healthy, will be a nice player. Roy Hibbert's a good addition. D'Angelo Russell, I think they've expected more of him than what they've gotten. But that's a guy who I would also expect to continue to get better. I mean, he's barely 20 years old. I think eventually he's going to blossom into a nice player, maybe blossom into the best player on this team. But they're eventually going to need some sort of senior leadership that isn't, you know, Kobe Bryant senior leadership, someone who's not 100 years old and taking up the entire salary. I mean, Roy Hibbert's a veteran, but that's not a guy who on the floor is going to be the man. They need to figure out who's going to be the man on the floor for them.
With the draft tonight, will we ever see a superstar international player in the NBA from Gilbert? You mean like Dirk Nowitzki? I think he would count.
Is he talking about a guy who's drafted tonight?
I don't know if he means tonight or ever, but there have been, you know, I think Yao Ming counts as an international superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Parker. But out of this draft, will somebody become Dirk? Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
Dirk was and still is a really good player, but Dirk was one of those generational guys from over there. And those don't grow on trees. 52 seconds before the Lakers pick, according to Draft Tracker.
And one of our guys, Mike Liebeschock, retweeted a fake Adrian Wojnarowski account.
Oh, Mike. What was it about?
The Lakers trading the pick.
Oh, come on.
I think he deleted it.
All right. First off, why do fake accounts have to do stuff like, I mean, who cares? You're a fake account. That's your life, that you have to pretend to be somebody else and make something up. And number two, Liebeschock, Zhong Li, stop believing these guys.
I know.
Shame bell for both of you.
Shame.
Exactly.
All right. Going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. I drove by that showroom today, and if you haven't been in there, you need to go in there and check it out. It's amazing what they can do with your backyard. This carve stone that they're pushing right now is really amazing. It's an overlay on your current your current driveway or patio or pool deck. You don't have to tear out all the old concrete and start over. They can just lay this over the top of it. It's a lot cheaper than starting from scratch. And it's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look great. It's two times as strong as concrete, and it's slip-resistant. Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can do residential and commercial products. And they also have a lot of ways to help you hold on to some money. Several monthly payment options, even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're the Best Picks Report certified each of the last 4 years. There's lots of reasons to like these guys. Go check them out. I promise you won't be disappointed. If you go into that showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, you're going to be blown away at what they can do, whether it be, like I said, the Carvestone or doing an outdoor kitchen, a water feature, a fire feature. Go check it out. Or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The Copa America Finals are Sunday. Join us at ESPN 97.5's official Copa destination, The Gorgeous Gale. Glenn Davis will host a special broadcast of Soccer Matters from 5 until 7 with surprise guests. Joining him on site, come early, stay late, see who will win it all. And the HD show, Fred Davis and Henry Thomas will be up next, and they'll keep you up to date with what's going on in the draft. And, you know, predictably, we got the text that says Ben Simmons is Australian. Chances are he'll be a superstar. I still think higher potential for bust than him as a superstar, but I think he could be a good player. All right. Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yep. Thrones heavy, Fred.
Yes.
Battle of the Bastards. The highest rated television episode of all time, according to IMDb.
Wow.
Didn't take long to make that happen. More than 85,000 people have voted, basically giving it a 10 out of 10, with some 80,000 fans individually giving it a perfect score. So the Breaking Bad's finale was, the Ozymandias was considered to be the best episode on the site. It's got a collective 10 out of 10, but less people have voted. 71,000 people gave it a perfect score. That was part of the Breaking Bad final season, which is kind of where Walt's life came crumbling down.
you mean more so than usual?
More so than usual. And Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham quashed a widely discussed fan theory that Sansa Stark is pregnant with Ramsay's child. So lots of Thrones news, and that's not all. The Brexit vote, the British exit from the European Union that could have happened, basically would have screwed Game of Thrones. According to Forbes Foreign Policy magazine, a British departure from the EU would have seen the massively popular HBO series deprived of a significant amount of funding for shooting on location in Northern Ireland. Because it films there, HBO currently benefits from subsidies from the European Regional Development Fund. A Brexit would have seen Northern Ireland leave the EU along with the rest of the UK and potentially cut off that source of funding for Game of Thrones, as well as several British movies and TV shows that have benefited from it in the past. Obviously, that did not come to pass, but that could have been a big thing for them.
Yeah, they could have gone to Canada and done it up in the ice there.
Well, here's how much money they need. It came out that for seasons 7 and 8... which is really one season, but they're calling it season 7 and 8. So, well, what is there, 14 episodes
13.
Left? 13 episodes
Well, 14
left?
Including the last one this year.
Several of the actors got a little bit of a pay bump. Peter Dinklage, who is Tyrion. Lena Headey, who's Cersei. Kit Harington, who's Jon Snow. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, it's Jaime Lannister.
Jaime Lannister, yeah.
And Emilia Clarke, who's Daenerys. We'll all make $500,000 per episode for season 7 and 8. That's good dough. That's real good dough.
Wow, that's also a spoiler because that means Cersei and Jaime don't die.
They don't die this year. Or they don't die.
Interesting. Of course,
Sunday.
It may be one episode.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's good money for HBO, man.
That's huge money for HBO. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, or they reportedly earn $1 million per episode for The Big Bang Theory. And those are the highest paid actors on television. And finally, Fred, Iggy Azalea and Nick Young earlier this week called it off.
Yes.
After his teammate threw him under the bus earlier in the year. Iggy said, unfortunately, although I love Nick and I've tried and tried to rebuild my trust in him, it's become apparent in the last few weeks I am unable to. I genuinely wish Nick the best. So, didn't work out, and he's officially a relationship killer. One more thing, Robert Plant. They did not plagiarize Stairway to Heaven, the court ruled today. Partly because Robert Plant said, I don't even remember what was going on in the 60s. I don't remember hearing that song ever. I was living rock and roll. I don't remember the 60s.
That's a pretty good defense. That's the one I use with my wife sometimes. I was drunk. I don't remember.
Also, there's another report that Zeppelin isn't playing that old cella, all those old bands going out to Cali to play that show out there.
Yeah.
They're not playing it despite being offered $14 million to do one show. And it's all because Robert Plant didn't want to do it. Robert Plant just says, and he's not saying why. And apparently Jimmy Page is very pissed off about it. But Robert Plant, I will say this. If Robert Plant is saying no because he just can't do it anymore, I think it's kind of better just to be remembered as a rock god and not embarrass yourself.
That would be my theory because, yeah, I've heard him do stuff over the last couple of years. He can't hit the notes anymore.
I'm sure he can't.
And you don't want a Led Zeppelin concert where he's out there trying to do, you know, all these great songs of theirs where he can't come close to hitting the notes and he's doing them an octave lower. And that's not Led Zeppelin, my opinion. So I don't blame him if that's the case.
Woj says Boston's going to take Jalen Brown.
They did already. Yeah. Is that real Woj?
That's real Woj.
Yeah, no, I've got draft tracker up. He's already selected. So,
well, I still will say Jalen Brown over Chris Dunn, that is going to be a regrettable decision.
Now, if you're Phoenix.
I like Jalen Brown, but that's a regrettable decision.
If you're Phoenix, do you take the phone call from Philadelphia for Nerlens Noel? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's who's up. Boy, what if Dunn makes it to Minnesota? What do you do if you're Minnesota?
It depends on if you're in love with Ricky Rubio or not.
I mean,
personally, I would take Dunn and be ready to move on.
Yeah. Well, I'd flip Rubio for something else.
Yeah. For someone who can shoot the
ball.
Or,
you know, at least wait a year and see what he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, Dunn may not be, you know, he may wind up being a bust. You never know. I mean, doesn't look like it, but.
Philadelphia is seriously engaged on a trade for the 5th pick.
Interesting.
So that could be Minnesota's move. I told you they needed another big to help take some pressure off Towns.
Hmm.
And Towns, while Noel's probably not as versatile on where he can play, Towns can play 4 or the 5 rather easily, I think.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. HD Show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas coming up next. And tomorrow we'll be back in studio. We'll have RJ Bell. We'll discuss all that stuff.
I just finished reading the whole thing.
And?
I don't want to say.
It's a long story.
It's a long story. Literally and figuratively.
Let's just leave it at that. Since that's how we started the show, I think that's how we should finish the show. But I will definitely be checking it out at some point tonight. All right. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. Jong, even though you wouldn't tell us some things, still going to give you an A. Great job by AJ. Gets an A+.
I still can't believe the Celtics took Jalen Brown. What a bunch of boneheads.
It wasn't terrible today. I'm going to give myself a D+. Pretty solid. All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.